taxpayers first. I will continue to fix our roads and maintain our parks, keep our offices open every weekday and some Saturdays, and I will never vote for new taxes. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two on this first day of August, August 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. We're doing a great job of buying up the inventory out of the old warehouse. Same great products, brand new, wrapped, everything is fine. But they are going to try to eliminate all of the inventory in the old warehouse. They do not want to move any of it into the new warehouse in September. So we have a summer sale going on right now. 50, 60, 70, 80% off of some items in the warehouse using the promo code Trucker Randy. Trucker Randy, one word, no space. Just go to the website, MyPillow.com. Shop away. Now, I highly recommend you guys getting the new MyPillow 2.0. Pick the right amount of fill that you want. Personally, I get the truck driver size because of the size of my shoulders, my head. I get the one that's packed with all of the MyPillow foam that we can get. Medium, low, high, whatever size you want. Two sets of the Giza Dream Sheets, mandatory. I recommend two sets of the towels, slippers, whatever you want. Right now, you can get my toppers, mattress toppers, at unbelievable prices. You got a bed mattress that's wearing out, put a topper on it. It'll absolutely transform an old mattress into a beautiful bed. Shop away, $1,000, $800, $700, $600, $500, whatever it is in retail, go to checkout, see how much it is, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. Hit apply. See how much money you're going to save. Free shipping if you spend more than $100. Now, if you can't do it on a computer or on your phone, there's an 800 number that ties directly into a Trucker Randy promo code operator. Just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the information. Great deals, great products. You're going to love them. And let's help him clean out the old warehouse. Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, asking for a temporary waiver from having to sell environmentally friendly gasoline blends out of concerns that gasoline supplies are going to tighten up after a key refinery shut down 2 weeks ago. The Joliet refinery based in Illinois unexpectedly shut down July 15th due to severe weather and may not open again until late August. Also, the 2024 hurricane season is anticipated to be severe, potentially putting additional fuel boats from the Gulf of Mexico at risk. In the letter, she wrote, "We must ensure we're taking all the steps necessary to proactively protect Michiganders' access to fuel for their cars, homes, and businesses without delay." That's why I'm writing to the EPA to keep all fuel available and affordable Michiganders to be able to purchase the fuel that they need. This would temporarily remove barriers to ensure an adequate and stable fuel supply. That's the letter Governor Gretchen Whitmer sent to the EPA yesterday. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is candidate for Mount Morenci Sheriff, County Sheriff Mike Carl's on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Randy. How are you this morning?
We're doing good. We're looking forward to Tuesday's election. And, Mike, what are you hearing out there on the campaign trail from the folks in Mount Morenci County?
Well, I've been kind of pretty much running a grassroots campaign where I'm out door knocking and everything else. And I'm getting feedback. I think out of everybody I've been to, I've had one person that really didn't want to talk to me. And that's okay, fine. But if everyone votes on August 6th, it should be good for the county.
Good. Now, one thing that I was talking about during the first hour was these polls. And the polls are only focusing, it looks like, on the presidential race and the U.S. Senate race, not really getting even into Congress that much, definitely not polling state representatives, but most importantly, not polling any of the county races. And I think that's actually, like you say, a good thing, because people have a tendency to buy into the media when they start talking about these polls. You know, this person's up over this person, and, well, I want to vote for a winner, right? So they kind of listen to the polls. But when it comes to these local races, it is totally about contacting the voters, talking to the voters, getting the signs out, talking to people, and convincing them that you're the best candidate. What is basically your message when you do go to the door and you talk to these people? Basically, give us your pitch. What are you saying to these people when you knock on the doors and talk to people locally?
Well, I introduce myself. I come in and I tell them I've been a property owner of the county for over 30 years, and I moved up here when I retired about 10 years ago. I come from a military background. I also been with local governments for 4+ years now, and I've dealt with, the departments that I had. I had 7 departments under me in one organization downstate where I had a budget of $30 million, to where, I didn't run deficits. So I've got the experience for managing, and that's what we need in this position, not another deputy.
Right, because basically, and we spoke about this before, last time you were on the show, and I want to make sure I got this correct, because when you said it, it kind of blew me away, and I've had other people, bring it up to me as well. The current incumbent sheriff, he's actually overspent his budget 5 of the last 7 years?
Well, with the new numbers in now, it's 6 of the last 7 years with a total of over $350,000 combined.
Every single year?
No, that's combined total over that 7-year period, 6 of those
over
years.
Over the 7 years.
In the red, yes.
Gotcha.
And that's without a jail since July of 21.
That was my next question, because he even eliminated the cost, the expense of a jail for Mount Morenci County, basically outsourcing it to surrounding counties, I believe Alpena and others. Question is this. If you're running at a $50,000 average budget deficit, he's basically spending more than what the county commissioners have given him in the budget. How does his department make up that deficit? I mean, he can't print money.
No. Well, here's a very good point you were bringing up there. The one thing that people need to understand is back in July of 21, the sheriff's department closed the jail. But the county did not reduce their budget. They left the budget alone as if the jail was still there, and he still overspent. And what ended up happening, the state came in, and they basically told him, because he was running these deficit spendings and stuff, they mandated a deficit reduction plan be put in place for that department. Now, the other thing people need to know is in 2033, the per capita cost for the sheriff's department in this county was $333 a head. That's higher than
you're talking 2023, you're saying?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
yes, 2023.
Okay.
$333 a head
per person
in this county, and that's the highest in all of the northeastern 8 counties we have up here.
Wow,
they're all down in the late 180 plus to, you know, maybe 220 range as far as what it costs per capita for other
departments. But in Mount Morenci, it's $333, and they don't even have a jail compared to these other counties that do have a jail.
Correct.
Unbelievable. Every time I hear this story, I can't believe anybody would even be considering voting for this guy. Now, there is opposition. Basically, they have been fighting you guys, pushing back on you and Timothy Jacobs running for county clerk, trying to create an alternative, what appeared to be an alternative Republican Party or a social media page that's talking about being the real Republicans of Mount Morenci. What the heck is that all about?
I think that's the real rhinos of Mount Morenci County. If you drive around, which I've been doing, pounding the pavement, there's signs with there's yards with their signs in the yard with Harris signs there also. So you're telling me these people here that are backing these rhino Republicans?
So basically, you're saying these are Democrat yards with Harris signs in them that also have the signs of the Mount Morenci, a current incumbent Republicans in the same yard, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. One other thing, I got a text message just now. They're voting for you and they're voting for Timothy Jacobs to be the new clerk. Question is, what activity do you see them doing as far as reaching out to the folks? Are you hearing anybody saying, hey, they knocked on my door as well? Are you getting any information about whether they're actively campaigning, or are they all maintaining their jobs, doing their jobs, not campaigning out there?
Well, that's kind of interesting, because if you kind of look at what's been going on, it seems like all of a sudden they've decided to do their jobs. And they're, you know, publicly showing that. Like the Sheriff's Department just had one of these ice cream socials last week where, you know, they're bringing in the kids and this and that. So things, getting more community-type publicity all of a sudden out of the clear blue, where they haven't done this in the past.
Right.
Everybody can remember. And it's like, you know, okay, whatever. You're in that position. You can play that game, I guess.
Yeah, because they're the incumbent sheriff and they can do it. We had the same thing here in Antrim County. The current acting sheriff who was appointed due to Dan Bean's retirement, Kevin Hoke, has been doing the same thing. Elba Fun Days and Harbor Days in Elk Rapids and all these parades and different things, throwing candy to the kids. So, yeah, we get it. He's basically just using his office now to make it look like he's involved in the community, is what you're saying.
Yes, correct. Okay. I mean, going door to door, Randy, it's been crazy, because I hate to say it, I could write a book on what I hear from the general public out there on their interactions with the Sheriff's Department over the last 8 years. I mean, I sit there and I just shake my head and I'm dumbfounded. I can't believe it.
Right.
But that's what they're telling me, and I'm telling them, well, you want to change, you got to vote August 6th.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, refresh my memory, because I'm not really sure if I got this right or not, but this current sheriff, has he ever been primary challenged in a Republican primary before?
You know, not to my knowledge that I can remember, and I haven't researched that. He came in, 8 years ago and stuff, and when he started putting up signs, there were his signs that he had when he first ran. It didn't even say re-elect, it just said elect.
Okay.
And he started getting new signs. So I don't know if he actually had anybody run against him or not.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, listen, now that they know about you and they hopefully will read their ballot, these people, like you say, with all these horror stories, obviously they know who the sheriff is, and now they see a different name on there, Mike Carl. This could be basically, you know, kind of a throw the bums out kind of vote, is what you're saying.
I've been hearing that from a lot of people. I run into a lady yesterday at the post office. That, you know, I was walking out, and she was walking in, and then she stopped, and hey, I see your tailgate. Are you Mike Carl? I said, yes, I am. So I ended up talking to her for about 15 minutes, and off. What I'm hearing is incumbents out, new in. And I keep reminding them, we need Sherry, the treasurer. She's only been near one cycle, election cycle, and that. We need, she's helped with bringing in the changes that we've needed as far as putting these people into check and actually getting them to start following financial, fiscal responsibilities and stuff.
Now, do you, as candidate for sheriff, do you think there's a need for Mount Morenci to have their own jail? Or do you, if you get elected, do you intend to continue operating the way they are now in basically outsourcing the prisoners to other counties? What's your position on that, Mike?
My position on that is, Randy, until I get in and I can look at and see what's going on down there, because what's going on down there? They spend all this money. They're not transparent. I mean, I need to be transparent. I need to see what they're doing before I'd even want to stick my neck out and say, oh, yeah, we're going to reopen the jail. Because maybe there's updates and everything else that have to be done to jail to bring it into compliance with what's expected of jails nowadays. So
sure.
Turn around, stick my neck out and say that, I don't really want to do it. But after being in and seeing what the conditions of the jail are at present as far as meeting standards,
right,
then we can turn around and talk about that.
Right, and I think another component to that audit, Mike, would have to be how many prisoners does Mount Morenci County actually take in on a regular basis? I mean, how is crime? How is the reaction? Are you basically, you know, enforcing the laws good enough as the new sheriff where, you know, the criminals are saying, hey, don't go to Mount Morenci County because that new sheriff, man, he's a real bad guy and he'll take us out of action and put us in jail. You may not even know until you actually see what the prisoner load is.
Right. Well, the prisoner load, from what I'm seeing right now or hearing, is they've got, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8 people housed right now in Alpena.
That's it? That's all they have?
Yep. That's it. We've contracted for 13 beds or cells, whichever. And
yep.
We've only got 6 to 8, I think, is the last I'd heard.
Okay. So obviously that doesn't justify the cost of running a jail when you're only dealing with that few of prisoners.
Well, that would be the other thing you got to take into consideration. The average age in this county is probably 55 to 60 years old as far as the greater population-wise. And, you know, how many people are out at that age doing criminal things and stuff? And then
sure.
On top of that, we've got vets up. You know, half of our population is vets up here. And the other thing is, you know, our population is, you know, baby boomers and that. In our county, we're in the top 3 as far as pistol permits, so crime is pretty low.
Kind of a pistol-packing community is what you got over there.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, very good, sir. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show today, giving us an update. What's your plans here heading into this weekend and Tuesday's election? Are you going to continue knocking doors? What's the plan?
Well, the plan is, I think we got our last, I guess you could call it a meet and greet. It's more of a thank you type shit we're going to throw on Sunday and that. And we'll be in there and that, and we're just going to kind of sit back because this is the campaign season. It's kind of been a little bit rough on everybody out pounding the pavement and everything all the time. And I want to thank you. And I appreciate you calling me up and getting me on again. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, Mike. Very good, sir. Well, good luck on Tuesday. Hopefully Mike Carl will be the new Mount Morenci County Sheriff. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, an F-16 from the Ohio Air National Guard was able to land safely in Toledo after it had to drop 2 fuel tanks, one of which exploded